We will now pray together. To the words, "May God give peace," please respond, "God, give peace." Let us pray together. Holy God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we are here together to give you our thanks for the freedom we have to meet together and to worship you. This freedom we enjoy came through great struggles and the sacrifice of many lives. Help our hearts not to forget and to be thankful. We pray for those millions who live in oppressive places still now, where this freedom is denied them. In the midst of oppression, may God give peace. God, give peace. Our complete personal freedom is a loving gift from you, our God. We are free from the consequences of our turning away from you as we accept Christ's sacrifice on the cross. With the power of your Spirit, our hearts turn to you for help. We win the inner battle between the desires of the flesh and the desires of the Spirit only through you. We ask that you help us not take this liberation for granted. May we live with thankful hearts, ever open to you, and that our souls may find rest in you alone. May God give peace. God give peace. This special day we remember and thank you for those individuals, maybe even in our own families, like my father, who fought but survived the horrors of war to live and enjoy the possibilities of life that came through such a great cost. We also thank you that you healed Clive and Adonna from COVID, and that as two among us who have served their country, we could hear them read for us today. May God give peace. God give peace. And now we pray together a special prayer for Remembrance Sunday. So we pray together. We commit ourselves to the work in penitence and faith for reconciliation between the nations, that all people may live together in freedom, justice, and peace. We pray for all who, in bereavement, disability, and pain, continue to suffer the consequences of armed conflict. We pray also for their families. We remember with thanksgiving and sorrow those whose lives have been given and taken away in a world, in world wars, conflicts, past and present. Comfort their loved ones, especially at this time of remembrance. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And so again, together, gathering our prayers and praises into one, as our Savior taught us to pray, so we pray together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.